A year ago, the Gulf Coast was warily eyeing a storm offshore, and when that storm hit, it hit hard. Katrina devastated towns in coastal Mississippi, and in New Orleans, it pushed the city's levees past their limit. The damage it inflicted and the consequences for the people it affected have been the subject of national concern and of reporting here and elsewhere ever since. Thousands of New Orleanians who had not been evacuated were stranded in the city at collection points from which they were not collected for days. At the time, we heard on this program from Secretary of Homeland Security Michael Chertoff, who joins us once again. Welcome back to the program.
Good to be here.
Almost a year ago, we learned in an interview with you that what millions of Americans had seen or heard reported, that thousands of people were stuck at the convention center, hadn't gotten through to you yet. It was news to you. If it happened again today, would you know about that, and why? What would be different?
Well, one of the failures that emerged from last year was both a technological and also, frankly, a cultural problem with getting information from the field into headquarters here in Washington and up to me personally. And one of the great frustrations for me was learning in that interview of something that I had a great deal of difficulty verifying myself through our own representatives there in New Orleans. And so one of my priorities in the wake of Katrina was to build not only the capability to put people anywhere into a disaster zone and have them report back and actually give us video of what they're seeing, but a rule that basically tells them that they shouldn't sit on information, they should pass it up as quickly as possible.
Now, when FEMA communications were made public, it seemed that as New Orleans was being inundated, at one point, FEMA had one person there who was fruitlessly sending emails up to his superiors. Would there be more people who would be in a storm site today than there were then?
Well, we've actually trained and equipped people specifically to go into a storm site under adverse conditions, to be self-sufficient, to have communications equipment that can survive almost any kind of a challenge. The fellow, Marty Bumundi, who was in the Superdome, at the time was a wonderful guy, but he was basically a public affairs representative, and he didn't have the kind of training that we now have for people who are law enforcement, who can maintain their own security and also deal with very challenging circumstances. The key here, as we learned vividly last year, is if you don't have multiple sets of eyes on the ground, you don't have the information you need to make good decisions.
One question raised by Katrina last summer is whether Congress, in its enthusiasm to respond better to terrorism, in creating the Department of Homeland Security, created a cabinet-level department and a job, yours, Secretary of Homeland Security, where we expect you to be looking out for airline and airport security, flood and earthquake relief, immigration. A year ago, you were at Centers for Disease Control visiting because you have some responsibility for epidemics as well in the country. Is it simply too much to burden one agency with?
I think actually the vision of the department was a wise vision. It's obviously a new department, and as we mature every year, we get better and better. But look, the problem that we face is an emergency does not always come neatly wrapped as man-made or natural. And the skills that you use to manage a disaster that is natural can be very useful as well in dealing with a terrorist attack. It's well illustrated by the whole notion of a biological incident. It could be a terrorist attack. It could be a natural occurrence. It could be something that's ambiguous for a while.
But thinking back to last year, I mean, it was a stunning development when we learned that people watching CNN knew things that you as Secretary of DHS didn't know, and communications really weren't functioning very well. But I'm not that sure that I'm more confident knowing that your desk has that many things on it all the time. There's so many potential crises. Can one cabinet secretary actually be very well informed about British airline bombing conspiracies, potential viruses, the border in Texas, and also a hurricane and a flood somewhere?
Well, the good news is that it's a team that works here and not just one person. And if you have good people in place who are running the Transportation Security Administration and running the Border Patrol and running the Federal Emergency Management Agency, then when incidents happen, even if multiple incidents happen, you can rely on those people and you can work with them. So, in fact, it's possible to do a lot of different things at the same time.
An aide to you told me last year that right after our interview, the doors opened and you were handed information about the convention center in New Orleans. I gather that was an unpleasant moment for you at that.
Well, it was. In fact, one of the things that I think was personally most disturbing to me was even after I sent somebody in to look at the convention center based on our conversation, the initial report that came back was there were about 1,500 people there. And at that point, I questioned it. I said, how can that be? And we sent another team in, and that team came back and said, no, it looks like it's more like 10,000. And when I asked somebody to explain why there were different reports, the answer was the first team hadn't gone in far enough. That's why part of what we try to do is build redundancy. And frankly, one of the reasons we've put streaming video in the hands of these teams that we're going to send into the field is so that we no longer have to rely on someone's word for something, but we can actually see it with our own eyes.
Secretary of Homeland Security Michael Chertoff, thanks a lot for talking with us once again.
Good to talk to you.